We're going to start our a series this morning called Building for Success. That's going to run, God willing, through the entirety of September. Building for Success. Now, that's not going to be a business seminar. So if you're looking for business or trading tips, I am not your man, all right? Now, honestly, I feel, is anybody there? Hello? Yeah. So if it's a business seminar you're looking for, that is not what we're going to do. But the idea is that the need for us as Christians, young and old, whatever year you're in at school, whatever year you've gone back to at school, to build for success, to make sure that we're putting things in place to make good choices, putting things in place to make God-pleasing decisions, that we understand too, as believers, the resource that we have at our disposal and the mindset to keep on track. That's what we're going to have a look at when I say we're going to be looking at building for success. And our starting point this week is my cornerstone. That's personal to you, okay? So you can put the my as you first person. My cornerstone. Now, when building a house, the first thing that you have to do is make sure that the foundation and the first bricks that you lay are right. Years gone by, they used to align them with the stars, so they knew full well that when the house was built, the very corner of the building was set as they meant it to be. That then everything else running from that point would be right if it stayed and kept on track with that initial first brick, or first bricks as we do today. And years gone by, they would put a cornerstone, and it was used as a datum point, somewhere that they could always refer back to ensure that the structure was right. And if the cornerstone was right, then all the other bricks would be right thereafter. If the cornerstone was laid right, everything else would fit into place. But also, interestingly, about a cornerstone, and you saw me just point my hands in two different directions, that a cornerstone also works in such a way that it supports the wall going that way and the wall going this way. It ties the two walls together. And the theologians amongst you will be able to go and have a look into that, but it ties the two walls together, ensuring that the structure is absolutely sound. And for us then, as believers, there's a starting point where we can read this morning in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. So let's go ahead and read that together. And it's titled in the NIV, the study Bible that I've got, The Living Stone and a Chosen People. It says, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, the cornerstone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you, church, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we just ask that as we've read your word together, Father, that you would just encourage us through it. Father, that you'd speak through me. Father, that hearts, minds, ears would be receptive to all that you've got to say to us this morning. As we look to make sure, Father God, that we're building for success. And Father, we ask that you would just speak to us this morning. We ask these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I think the first question for us here today, as we look at to build for success, is what are we built on? What is my cornerstone? What is your cornerstone? And to some of you, you might think, well, that's a simple answer. And I would agree with you, as Christians, we have a simple answer to that. But I'm asking you to look in your own heart, is to ask us the question, what am I building my life upon? What is my cornerstone? Peter here in this passage talks of Jesus being the cornerstone. The cornerstone to the church, the cornerstone to our family, the cornerstone to our individual lives. That we are, as the church, living stones. That we're being built up with Jesus as our foundation, our cornerstone, our datum point. We're being built up to his praise and glory. That's the idea. So what about us then? What about you and what about me? Is this the case for us this morning? What Peter has declared, is that the case for us? Is Christ our cornerstone? Or is our career maybe? You know, without that, I'd be in a mess. Perhaps it's our social standing. You know, without the fact that the influence that I have, without my social standing, and young people, that means that for you as well. That my social standing matters at school. Because what will people think if I say that Christ is my cornerstone? What will people think if I declare that I am who I say I am? What will people say? And often our social standing becomes the thing that we build our lives upon, maybe in school or in college or even in work. Perhaps our finances, our pension pot for the older ones amongst us, that's our cornerstone. Without that, I'd be in a mess. I've worked my entire life for it. Now listen, you might think that as I've said those few items, you might think, well, they sound a bit daft to have as your cornerstone. And to be honest, you'd be right. They are quite daft to have as your cornerstone. But I also know that you're exactly the same as I am. And Peter is talking to a group of people that are exactly the same as we are. And Peter himself had his moments. You see, because in reality, the world tells us that there are things that we should put our time and our effort into that should be the building blocks for us for our lives. And listen, when we look at these things, when we think about building for success, there's nothing wrong with having a healthy pension pot. There's nothing wrong with having social influence or a great career. That's not the point. All these things are great. All these things are absolutely notable achievements. But the success that I'm discussing with you this morning, the success that we're talking about today, this building for success, has eternal consequences. It has eternal consequences. And we'll see what Paul's got to say about that as we'll have a look at 1 Corinthians just in a few moments. Peter tells us then, as believers, that we're a royal priesthood. You know, if you read those lines from verse 9 onwards, we're a royal priesthood. This is the church. This is you and I who put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? We're a royal priesthood. We're a chosen people. We're a holy nation. We are God's special possession. You might think this morning that you're not worth a lot. Let me tell you, you are God's special possession. How incredible is that? That he has called us, as it goes on to say, out of darkness and into light. That he has called us, that we were nowhere, But God stepped in. God has shown us mercy and grace. Church, that is incredible. And some. Amen? That God has done the immeasurably more for you and me. He's done for us. What he's done for us is beyond anything that we could have ever hoped for or dreamt might happen for little old you and me. That God has done the immeasurably more. And this truth, church, matters for eternity. Not just here on planet Earth, but it matters for eternity. It has eternal consequences far beyond our allotted time here on terra firma. God has set us up to win. Don't we want to do that for our children? Isn't that the idea? That we love on our children, that we make sure that when they go back to school, as they've done this past week, that they've got everything that they need, that they're set up to win, that they are ready for what school is going to present for them. We've nurtured them to this point, and then they go out into the big wide world, and we've got them to a point, God willing, where we've set them up to win. And how much more is God wanting that for you and me? How much more is God wanting that for us, his children, who he loves, who he's given his very best for, even when we weren't interested? God has set us up to win. He's given his best in our place. Jesus on the cross. He's given to all believers the promised Holy Spirit as we've accepted Christ as our Saviour. And he's prepared a place for us in glory so that we can be with him. He's set us up to win. He's not set us up to fail. He's set us up to win. Now, if that's not praiseworthy this morning, church, I honestly don't know what is. That you and I have been given this opportunity at life. So what we have to then work out in our own heart is, are we building for success? Are we tapping in to the joy and the resource that we have in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, what God has done for us, so that we're building for success? Have you made, I guess, the question for some in this building, have you made the first step and accepted Christ as Saviour? And you might go, Matt, I've heard you talk about this before. Or you may go, Matt, I've never heard you talk about it before, ever. To accept Christ as Saviour, to realise what God has done, that he would send his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take your place on the cross. All those years ago, the man Jesus stepped down from heaven in order so that you and I would have a Saviour. He lived the life that we couldn't, so that sin and death could be dealt with. Jesus did that for you. And we're asked, as God has set us up to win, he says, put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe, to know that we're his. We are God's special possession. And then if we've accepted Christ as Saviour, for us, the church, that we have this opportunity to make sure that we're doing what we can to live and build for success. Because the decision that we've made as we've accepted Christ as Saviour has eternal consequences. Or if we've not accepted Christ as Saviour, also has eternal consequences. If we're saved, what are we building on? What is our cornerstone? We know what the stock answer is. Peter's already told us. We know what the stock answer is. But building for success as his church, as his children, and for our families as we are following what the Lord has called us to do, looks like having Christ as our cornerstone. All the other things of life, they're important. But the very first thing that bears the biggest weight and the most important is having God in the center of everything that we do. We shouldn't make a decision unless we've consulted the Lord. We shouldn't be making huge life decisions without making sure that God is at the center and the first port of call before we step. God has given us the opportunity to talk to him. We've received the Holy Spirit to lead us to good decisions, to lead us to make the right choice, to say, God, I'm going to need your help on this one because this decision's too big for me. God, I'm going to need you when I get out into the dinner hall at school because I don't want to let myself down and I don't want to let you down. God, I'm going to need you to make sure that what comes out of my mouth isn't so that my social standing is I'm the coolest and the best, but it's that I am who I am and I love the Lord. You either like me or you don't. That when we get to work, that we're not trying to get to the top by treading on everybody else, but we're putting God in the center of everything that we do. And if God wants you at the top, church, make no mistake about it, you'll be at the top. But if he wants you at middle management, because that's where you'll have the most influence to share about the Lord Jesus Christ, then that's where he'll put you. But we trust him in all of it, amen? That we say, God, you've got it. God, you're in control. God, I want to build for success, and I know that has to be centered around you. I have to put you first in every decision that I make, allowing the Holy Spirit within us to lead us and to guide us. Listen, just turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. If you've got your Bible, if not, it will be on the screen because that is just how good those lads are. It says, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder. This is Paul talking. And someone else is building on it. He's talking about sharing the gospel. And as he's done that, the church is being built. The living stones, you and I, continue to build on all the foundation that the apostles have laid. But listen, as he goes on to say, but each one should build with care, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. This is what Paul is building on. This is who Paul is building on. And as the church has continued to grow, this is who we build on today. Nothing has changed. We're carrying on from the work of the apostles, almost 2,000 years, as we continue to do. If anyone builds on the foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood or hay, talking to the church, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it's burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames, discussing salvation. Listen, what Paul is saying here is that as the church, as children of God, knowing who we are and whose we are, that we're building for success, that we're placing him at the center of everything that we do, and if our heart and our motivation, if our drive is right, we're serving God, the fruit of that will be evident. But if we're building using materials that aren't as God has called us to do, if we're putting other things at the focus and the center of our lives, church, it will be shown for what it is. We can't fool God. We can fool those people around about us, can we not? As we walk through the church door on a Sunday morning, and I go, good morning, nice to see you, how are you? And you go, yeah, absolutely fine, thank you. Now you've just been shouting and arguing with each other out in the car park because I saw you. No, I'm joking. I didn't see you. We can't fool God. We cannot pull the wool over his eyes. He knows the motivation. He knows the drive. He knows what we're building for. He knows what we're building on. So church, the challenge is for us as Christians is to make sure that we're building for success, not as the world sees it. That may come. It also may not. But what I want to do, what we want to do as the church, is make sure that we are building on him, a firm and solid foundation who is able to do the immeasurably more. Because we want to be in a position where our work is shown for what it is, and we're not as one escaping through the flames, but that we will receive the reward that Paul talks about here. that we would do what God has called us to do. We live as God has called us to live. We've received Christ as our Saviour. So we've received life and life to its fullest because, church, as the Bible says, because of his great love for us. That's why we're in this position, because of what God has done for us. So let's make sure, church, that we're building for success. That Jesus Christ is my cornerstone. That he is our cornerstone. That our lives are centered on God. All he has done for us is absolutely incomparable. This world cannot even get close to what God has done for each and every single one of us. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you this morning for your word. And Father, for its blessing. And I just ask, Lord God, that you would just speak into hearts this morning. Father, that if there's anybody in here that doesn't yet know you as their own personal saviour, that they would turn their lives to you. Father, there are some in here that have heard the gospel time and time and time again. And Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would move and that lives might be changed. That they would realize what you've done for them. That your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has taken that place on the cross, has dealt with our sin and our shame. And Lord, that our declaration this morning would be that I am with you, that I want to build for success, rooted in Christ, with God at the centre of everything that I do. We ask these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen.